dijiste.
A little stick by itself. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Now we are going to take five precepts. Please recite the five precepts together.
Panatipata veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adinnādhāna veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micchācāra veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Mosāvāda veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surameraya majja pamadathāna veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Imani pañca sikkhapadāni samādhiyāmi. Imani pañca sikkhapadāni samādhiyāmi. Imani pañca sikkhapadāni samādhiyāmi. Idaṃ me.
Please follow me.
Idaṃ me. Puññaṃ nibbānassa paccayo adu sadu sadu sadu.
Anumodantu.
I'd like to share with you story from Majjhima Nikaya, inspiring story by a young monk called Ratthapala. Ratthapala was born in a very, very wealthy family, and even the king of that country, sometimes the financial of that country must depend on Ratthapala's parents' father. Therefore, he was born in such a wealthy family. And one day, he happened to listen to Buddha's Dharma talk and decided to make a decision to become a monk while he was 18 years old. And his parents is so rich, and Ratapala was his only son. Therefore, his parents did not allow him to become a monk. And Ratapala said that, okay, if you do not allow me to become a monk, I am going to fast. I'm going to fast until you give me permission. So he fasted for one day, lying on the bed without eating anything for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, up to 7 days. And his parents start to get frightened, start to get panicked, because he's the only son. If he die, then there's no hope for them. Therefore, his parents ask his friend to come to his house and try to persuade Ratapala to give up, his wish to become a monk. And after the parents' friend talked to Ratapala, then he came back to his parent and said, if you allow your son to become a monk, he still can come and visit you. But if you do not allow him to become a monk, he's going to die soon. Which one you prefer? Then finally, his father gave up and allowed him to become a monk so that they can meet him again when he came back home. So Ratapala was very, very happy and quickly went to the monastery where the Buddha lived and ordained under the Buddha. And Buddha told him that when you become a monk, you cannot go back to your house. Until I grant you permission, then you can only go back home. Otherwise, don't go back home. Buddha has his own reason. So Ratapala stay as a monk and strive very, very hard for 12 years. Only then he became Arahant. So when Buddha read his thought and knew that he had become Arahant, then he told Ratapala, now you can go back home and visit your parents. So Ratapala went back his home. So having departed his house for 12 years, and with the new appearance of monk, his father cannot recognize him. So when he came back home begging food, as a monk, we cannot simply go into the room, go into the house, say, I want to eat dinner or lunch, and so on. He just take the bowl and standing outside his house. Before he came near to his house, his father just have his head cut and sit in a hall and seeing a monk coming near to his house. And his father get very angry because of you, the old head monks, that my son, you robbed my son. So the father abused the monk without knowing that this monk is his loving son. And since Ratapala cannot get any food, instead get all the abuses, so he turned away. So when he turned away, he saw the slave of the house just going to throw an old porridge, a bowl of old porridge, unwanted porridge, to dustbin. Then Ratapala said to the slave, if you want to throw away the old porridge,
Why not? You throw into my bowl. Then the slave recognized his voice and his hands and his voice. And she was so excited that quickly ran back home and shouted, Ratapala has came back home. Ratapala has came back home. So his parents was very excited, quickly ran out and saw Ratapala was eating old porridge. They feel very pain in their heart because they have so much wealth. They are so wealthy. How can my son eat the old porridge, unwanted porridge? That porridge is going to throw away. Then he said to his son, why didn't you come into my house? Why you take all this rubbish? And Ratapala said that, I came to ask food, but I did not accept any food you give. Instead, I accept all your abuse. Then the father said, now you come to my house. I can give you all the delicious food. I can offer you all delicious food. But Ratapala said, enough. I have just finished my meal. That's all. That's all. And the father said, okay. Now I invite you to come for lunch, dana tomorrow. And Ratapala consented. Inside it. So the father went back home and collect all his gold and put in the hall and also ask all his daughter-in-law to decorate themselves. Maybe he has one or two wives. So that try tomorrow morning. Why his father is thinking, using his gold, his wealth, and his the beauty of women to attract Ratapala or to persuade Ratapala to disrobe. That is his intention. So, next day, when Ratapala came for lunch dana, he saw, and the father showed him a pile of gold. And Ratapala said to his father, you better call a few horse cart, and put all the gold inside the horse and throw them into Ganges River. Ratapala told his father, because your attachment to your wealth will cause you endless suffering. So Ratapala told his father to throw the wealth into the Ganges River. And secondly, his wife, his former wife, decorate herself very beautifully and try to come close to Ratapala. But Ratapala call him sister. Don't come too close to me. So the wife feel very disheartening. Why call me sister? I am his wife. So they know Ratapala is very firm in his mind. Nothing can make him change. So after the meal, Ratapala left. And when he left, he came to a park, the King's Park. And the gardener, or the gardener of the park, or the caretaker of the park, saw Ratapala and recognized him. They quickly reported the news to the king. Because when Ratapala become a monk, the whole country know the news. He's the only son from a very wealthy family. Even the king sometimes need their financial support. So the news spread out very
very fast. So the gardener recognized Ratapala and quickly reported to the king. And the king came to the garden and paid respect to the Ratapala and asked Ratapala for questions. He told Ratapala, there are four types of laws. One, laws through OH. Second, laws through sickness. Third, laws of relatives or beloved one. Fourth, laws of one's own property or wealth. And the king said, people become monk because of one of these four laws. But you become monk while you were 18 years old. So this is not laws through OH. And you are born in such a wealthy family. So there's no loss through wealth. And your parents are healthy, still there. Your wife is still there, beautiful, wealthy, young. And there's no loss through relatives. And you, 18, young and strong. So there's no loss through sickness. Then tell me, I cannot understand why you want to become a monk. People want to become a monk because of this four laws. But you have all the blessing in this world. Young, 16 years old, with great wealth and strong. And why you want to become a monk? I was very curious, and of course, I'm very inspired by you. But I want to know the reason why. And Ratapala told him, he said that, he gave him four answers. He said that first, life in any world is insatiable. Life in any world is unstable, is swept away by old age. Then he asked King, when you are young, how do you feel your physical strength? And the king said that when I was young, I am a rider on a horse, elephant, and I go in the battle, and I feel that I possess psychic power, that I can fight with anyone, that no one is equal with my physical strength. Then Ratapala asked him, now how do you feel now? The king said, now I'm 80 years old. Sometimes I can't even lift up the weapon to fight, not to speak. Actually fighting with enemy. Then Ratapala said, this is what I meant. Life is swept away by old age. Seeing the fault, the danger in old age, I become monk. This is the first reason. The second reason, Ratapala said, life in any world has no shelter and no protection, no protector. Then the king cannot understand. Then Ratapala asked him, have you any sickness? Do you have any sickness in your body? Then the king said, of course, I have stomach illness. So when my body is afflicted by sickness, sometimes I hope, the king said, I hope my ministers, the queen, and my princess can share my pain, can share my illness, can share my sickness, but none of them, none of them can share my sickness and illness. I have to suffer myself. I have to suffer alone. The king replied. And Ratapala said, this is why I said, life in any world has no shelter and no protector. For this reason, I become a monk. And the third reason I become a monk is, life in any world has nothing of its own. One has to live all and pass on. And he explained further to the king. He said, the king, you have abundant wealth. You possess the whole country. You have your own citizens, wealth, vehicles, horses, elephants, palace, and so on. And also maybe 20, 30 sons and daughters, prince and princess. But now you are getting old. When you die, can you bring along your country? Can you bring along your wealth? Can you bring along your sons and daughters or your beloved relatives? The king said, I cannot. I cannot bring even one cent with me. I have to leave all behind and pass on. And Ratapala said, for this reason, I renounce the world. And the third reason, and the fourth, the last reason Ratapala gave is, he said, life in any world is insatiable, the slave of craving. And he gave an example. He said that, king, let's say you have, now you hurt your neighbor. Your neighbor country is very rich, full of people. And they have a lot of, they produce a lot of things that can bring them wealth. And however, they are very weak. They are not as strong as your country. So when you hurt such a nail, what will you do? The king said, I will quickly conquer them. As soon as possible, I will quickly using my army and conquer them. Then Ratapala tell another story. He said that, how about if you heard about another country which is far away from you, but also full of wealth, people, beautiful garden, gold, and so on. What will you do? But it's weaker than your country. His army is weak compared with your mighty army. What will you do? King said, no matter how far the country located, situated, I will still send my army to conquer him, to conquer this weak country. Similarly, in our daily life, suppose now you work in one company, the company give you 10,000 a month. And the second company offer you 15,000 a month. Do you want to change your job? You will change your job. After you work for 1 or 2 years, the third company offer you 20,000 a month. But you have to leave your house. Maybe you can come back home only once in a month. Maybe 25 days you stay in another country, 5 days stay in your house. 20,000 or 30,000 a month. I think you also will go. Similarly, Buddha said, the Ratapala said, life in any world is insatiable, the slave of craving, and the craving is insatiable. never come to the end. The more you get, the more you want. This is the nature of craving. So seeing that, Ratapala, seeing that, you know, I'm so well, I'm so rich, my parents are so rich, but however, that craving is insatiable. No matter how rich I am, I want more and more. So seeing the fault of craving, I renounce the world. So this is the four reasons I renounce the world. Not because of loss of youth, not because of the loss through old age, through sickness, or loss through relatives of the loved one, or loss through and the king was very inspired. His by his understanding of the world, the nature of the world, in such a young age. Even the king, up to 80 years old, still cannot see through the nature of the world. Compared with Ratapala, by 18 years old, he understands the world well and renounced the world. This also happened in our in Malaysia, the Messi's son. He's so rich, his father is so rich, and yet wealth to him is nothing. And he is also very young, well educated, inheritance of great wealth, and yet he chose to renounce the world. So for this reason, in order to really see through the nature of the world, is swept away by aging and death, and to see the world has no shelter and protector, and also to see one has to live all and pass on when one dies, and also to see through the insatiable of craving, the wise one become a monk. The wise one leave the home and become homeless. And however, as time passes on, less and less people become monastic. Less and less people want to become monks and nuns. For what? Why is it so? Why is it so? Jonathan, why don't you become monk? You are single, right? So you have all the prerequisite to become a monk. Then why didn't you become a monk? Attachment to what? The responsibility to your family or to your job? Only son? No, not only son. the elders or the younger can take care of your mom. All pass away. Only you, one left. No son, no sister. Maybe this is the responsibility. And many people, when I ask them to become monks and nuns, they say that, no, I have to take care of my mom. Even the daughter. You is different, okay? The daughter. The daughter already, they say, 40 years old. If I ask her to become a nun, no, I have to take care of my mom. But if she married, then why she never think that I have to take care of my mom, so I shouldn't marry? No one answer me in this way. I have to take care of my mom, so I cannot marry. But people ask me, I have to take care of my mom, so I cannot become nun. I think all are excuses. If you married, then the mom have to stay with the son, right? It's not a daughter's responsibility to take care of the mom. It's a son's responsibility, according to Chinese culture. So anyway, only the wise person has the courage, has the effort, has the determination to really renounce the world, because they have seen through. There's no real happiness in this world. Everything is changing. Even your love to your spouse, your love to your son and daughter, or the love of son and daughter to you also will change. Once they're married, they love their husband more than you already. So everything is changing. You cannot rely on anyone in this world except your own achievement in the Dharma. It's the only thing you can rely on. So as a practitioner, we understand we have our own responsibility. But that is not your sole responsibility. You still have your responsibility to cultivate more Dharma in you. So the family is not the sole responsibility. There are some other things you still need to do to prepare yourself for all the change. All this change will come one day. So if you can strengthen your mind to be endowed, to live with the Dharma, then you have the courage, you have the strength to face the changing world without much regret when the change comes one day. So that's all. As a teacher of the Dharma, I would like to encourage you to practice more often the Dharma. Of course, first by keeping your sila well. Secondly, you've got to listen to talks regularly. Whenever you listen to talk, you get inspired. Then you become more diligent. Otherwise, the mind only stay with worry things. One talk you listen, then you will make inspiration, you are inspired, and you want to practice more. Without listen to talk, no. As you go on, go around with the worry life, the keenness, the enthusiasm to practice become less and less. Unless you make a habit to listen to a talk, then you have more enthusiasm to practice the Dharma. When you practice the Dharma, you are protected by the Dharma. It is eternal law. No one can deny it. Okay? So today, I just share with you this short story, but it's very, very inspired. Ratapala also has his responsibility to take care of his children, his parent, right? He's the only son. And he's supposed to inherit all the parents' property and wealth. But, you know, this cannot bring him happiness. Similarly, we as a layperson, you as a layperson, one, accumulating wealth or while taking care of the family should not neglect your Dharma. Should not neglect practicing the Dharma so that you can be well prepared, well protected. When any accident or any misery come to your life. This is my advice to you. Thank you for today's. Any question you want to ask? There's no question. Let us share the merit through your service offered today. And through this short Dharma talk, the merit we acquired, let us share with our protective Dewa. and share with all beings.